I'd like to share a brief word from the Lord that He gave me when I was struggling with past mistakes, looking back on my life. I think we can all get hung up in that. And He came to my rescue one day in prayer and really gave me a different perspective. So I'd like to share that with you. Don't be tormented by past mistakes. So He began, don't despair over your past mistakes. The past is in the past. Leave it there for your good, for my good, and for the good of all. Forge ahead into your calling. Be fearless. Do not be swayed by what you imagine anyone has to say about you or your work, for I am with you. Scrupulosity kills the anointing. It pitches a soul back into the mire of their sins and shortcomings. Let not this evil scourge enter your heart or commandeer your thoughts at any time. These things strictly originate from the demon world. They do not come from me. My conviction is gentle, wise, and easily received. Theirs pits you against yourself. How foolish to reminisce over past failures, or should I say even just perceived failures, because they will use anything with a hook on it. They fish for creepy crawly things to dredge up and hook you into deep self-condemnation, even as an alligator grabs its victim and rolls with it over and over and over, then pulling it down into the deep and leaving it there to rot. So do these despicable creatures torment my children's souls, leaving them under some miry ledge to decay, until the time is ripe for these leviathan creatures to come back and feed on them again. Yes, they gain power and momentum each time they succeed. They feed on suffering, just as surely as you are strengthened by righteousness and joy. So do not allow yourself to be drawn into this combat with the evil ones. Recognize it and see it coming. Bind it. Bind them and put them in their place. May they be tormented even as they wish to torment you. End of message. That was a very encouraging message for me, and I think I need to read it every once in a while just to remind me that our enemies are constantly lying and condemning us. And the minute we feel that condemnation, we should recognize, okay, I've got a demon whispering in my ear. Because the Lord never approaches us with condemnation. He's always so gentle, and we just get such a deep feeling of compunction. Like, I know I shouldn't have said that. And it's such a different feeling than agonizing over, I should have done this, or I should have done that, or why didn't I do this? Why didn't I, oh, I'm so stupid. I mean, we could go on and on with the things that come against us in our mind. And some of it comes from our own mind, but a lot of it is instigated by the demons. And they're constantly trying to pull us down. So, that's the end of the message, and it's just an encouragement for all of us to push away the suggestions of the enemy, because, you know, it turns us inward. And when we're turned inward, we can't manifest, we can't have ministry outward, because we're so caught up in our own problems that there's no release, there's no ability for us to focus on other people in compassion. So that's one of the reasons, main reasons, why the devils try to keep us tied up in scrutiny and scrupulosity. It's because they don't want the anointing to flow like a river. They want to dam it up and cause us to be all wrapped up in our own problems so that the anointing can't flow and set people free. God bless you, YouTube family. Thank you so much for listening.